Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We welcome John Elmore, Buffalo attorney, here on WBEN to talk about the highly anticipated court hearing just over an hour from now that'll be held for the mass shooting suspect. John, what are you expecting to happen today?
Well, first of all, the defendant over the weekend was examined by a psychiatrist. He had an examination pursuant to CPL Section 730 to determine whether or not he's fit to proceed to trial. Simply, the burden to proceed to trial is that he is aware of the nature of the criminal proceedings against him, and he's available. He has the ability to assist in his defense. It doesn't matter whether or not he has any type of mental illness. So the first thing that's going to happen is there has to be a report by a psychiatrist saying that he's fit to proceed. If he is fit to proceed, then the matter is scheduled for a felony hearing. A felony hearing has to be held within 5 business days of a defendant's arraignment. And so the felony hearing is just simply a bare bones presentation of evidence to prove that the defendant, there's probable cause that the defendant committed a felony. I don't think that a felony hearing is going to happen. I think that the district attorney's office has presented the case to the grand jury and that they will file what's known as a certificate of affirmative grand jury action. And then the case will be transferred to Supreme Court, where he will be arraigned on a felony indictment. Again, if there is a felony hearing, it'll probably just be a bare bones presentation. If I were a prosecutor and I had to run a felony hearing on this case, I would simply just play the video or a video or recording of what he live streamed. And the arresting officer identify the bodies and put the autopsy reports into evidence to show what the cause of death was, because you don't want to expose all your evidence and give an advantage to the defense attorneys to cross-examine all of your witnesses and potentially poke holes in the case that could be later on used at suppression hearings or at trial.
So it could go, it sounds like, one of two ways. Either there's the hearing or it's going to be moved to state Supreme Court because there's already an indictment. So we'll find out roughly around 9:30. If there is an indictment already by a grand jury, how soon could this case go to state Supreme Court for arraignment?
Very, very soon. I would anticipate very early next week.
All right. And the shooter, will he... I'm just wondering, will he be appearing in that paper jumpsuit today?
He'll probably be wearing prison clothes, probably in an orange prison jumpsuit, which, it's just a shame what he's done. All of Western New York is hurting. I can tell you, as a member of the African-American community, we are feeling the pain. Because there's a difference between feeling sympathy, because all of Western New York is feeling sympathy, but the African American community is feeling pain, because we all are connected some way or another to those that have been killed.
Right. No, I can understand. John, is this where we would see his defense team this morning?
Oh, yeah, they'll be in court. Sure, Dan DeBose, he's a former assistant DA. Brian Parker is a former assistant DA. They're both in private practice. They both take assigned counsel cases. And they're very experienced. Yeah, I know them both. I've had matters with both of them. I know them since they were baby lawyers. So yeah, they're good lawyers.
How does a defense team go to work on a case when they see overwhelming evidence that the public has seen?
Well, they got a tough job. Okay, I mean the first thing that they're really going to have to do is establish the trust of the defendant and work with him and understand why he got where he was. They're going to have to look at tons and tons of evidence. They're going to have to look at make a determination if any of the defendants, any of the evidence was obtained illegally, maybe a suppression hearing, if there was a confession to see if that was, if the defendant was read his rights. There's also new discovery laws in New York State, which requires the prosecution to turn over all of the evidence within a certain time periods. And if they can't, the prosecution can face penalties, including a dismissal of the case. So they're certainly going to be trying to manage all of the discovery, see what motions can be filed to protect his constitutional rights. But they got a tough job. From what we've seen in the media, the evidence is overwhelming. The evidence of the social media post that beforehand, the self streaming. There's a he probably made some kind of a confession. So he's facing the possibility of a death sentence. And I think at some point in time they're going to have to be pleading with the federal government not to seek the death penalty. And, if the guy, if his life is spared, they will have done a good job.
Do you eventually expect a change of venue if this goes to trial because of the deep feelings here?
Well, in order to get a change of venue, the first thing that would have to happen is they would have to make an attempt to pick a jury, okay? And if over and over and over again there were so many potential jurors that that were biased or were exposed to the media, then a motion could be made for a change of venue. But we're a long ways from that issue. I mean, it wouldn't happen until jury selection was attempted.
John, we appreciate your time again on this story and hope we can call on you in the future.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. That's John Elmore, defense attorney here in Buffalo. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto
Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.